The Love Life Podcast by Jacqueline Hellier. Suggest, don't ask. You need a dance of initiation. You need to move towards a sexual encounter with playful, flirtatious, sexy, romantic exchanges. It's part of the setting up and getting in the mood. In the early days of a relationship, it's all the dance. But in a long-term relationship, people very often stop dancing. And without the dance, with just a dry, do you want to have sex? The response is just a meh, nah, because there's nothing there to entice, to create the exchange, to create the mood. The language you use and the style of interaction is so crucial to creating this dance. It's the art of seduction, the art of getting the other person to do what you want, for your mutual pleasure, of course. So let's start with what not to do. There are two common approaches that do not work. Firstly, don't ask permission. Framing the approach with, can we have sex? Can we have an early night? Can we get naked in the bedroom? Or whatever. is just not sexy. It feels like you're begging, asking for permission. And it puts the pressure on the other person to say yes or no. Even if you ask politely, can we please? Well, that sounds even more pleading. Sexiness comes from mutuality, not from one person feeling like a supplicant and the other having a power to say yes or no that they don't actually want. It leaves them with a binary response that is either letting you down if it's a no or potentially agreeing to something that they're not really wanting so as not to let you down. This is not happy-making for either person. And secondly, don't ask if the other person wants to do what you want. Questions like, do you want to have sex? Do you want to have an early night? Do you want to get naked in the bedroom or whatever? Like the asking permission approach, is putting the pressure on the other person. This is not fair. It's not sexy and it doesn't get what you want. Now, let's look at what you need to do. There are five steps to the approach that does work. Firstly, you share of self. You're the one who wants it, so say that it's what you want. This sharing of self is showing a vulnerability that draws the other person in. You're not pressuring them to want what you want. You're just sharing. Hey, babe, I'm feeling like, I'm in the mood for. Or, I was thinking that while the kids are off with your mother, that I wouldn't mind. And you're offering a suggestion. You see, when you share of yourself, it's important to state it in a way that sounds like a suggestion rather than a demand. Notice the examples I just gave sound like suggestions, offers. They're not demands. You're not saying, I want to have sex now. And this suggestion allows for that most arousing of things, anticipation. It might just be a small moment, but when that moment is rich with potential, with anticipation, it gives an erotic charge that is the essence of the dance. And then let them respond. You invite them to respond with where they're at. And make sure you ask an open question, not a closed question. A closed question only has a yes or no answer, which in these situations can create pressure. If you say, I'm thinking I wouldn't mind spending some time in the bedroom, do you want to? Can you see how that puts the other person in the dilemma of answering with either a yes or a no? Instead, ask how they feel about your suggestion. I'd like to blah, blah, blah. How would that be for you? Or how does that sound? Or where are you at with that suggestion? Or just simply thoughts? Or maybe I'm curious to know how you feel about that suggestion. Can you see how those phrases allow the other person to express how they really do feel about your suggestion? There's no pressure to say yes or no. And it's from here that there then can be a playful, flirty interaction to create a situation where you both want to proceed, or you decide to postpone for a while, or you don't go ahead with that suggestion but come up with some other mutually pleasurable option. And remember to be enticing in your vocabulary, your tone of voice, and your body language. Notice how the language I'm using here is soft and suggestive. It's a little vague. It's not too direct. This makes it enticing. It enables the other to engage without pressure and opens the possibility for the dance, for the erotic feeling to emerge, for desire to grow and the mood to be created. And when you also make sure that you're looking at each other, that you're smiling, that really does draw the other in as an equal and allows the two of you to have a light interaction that starts creating the mood. So even if the dance leads to postponing or doing something else, the erotic connection lingers and is still hovering when the right time does occur. And remember that it's a non-linear model of sex. I've spoken about this in many other podcast episodes. There's no pressure to go through all the steps until you finish. You just engage where you're at in that moment. A kiss is just a kiss, not an entree to intercourse, unless that's where the encounter mutually leads you. It's simply about connection through pleasure, moment by moment. When you engage in this way, you'll find you're doing it all through life. In fact, life becomes a dance, and you find that you're living in the simmer zone of connection.